I'm Ed.
And this is Kathy for Kids Earth and Sky. Benny in Iowa wants to know, why do gnats travel together in big swarms?
Benny, gnats are a type of tiny fly, and they don't all travel in swarms. Only the male gnats do.
Huh.
Yeah, they do this to attract female gnats. Yeah, gnats have pretty short lifespans, so in order to mate and ensure the survival of their species, it's important that they're in the right place at the right time. Yeah, that's why the males hang out together in huge groups. Now, being in a crowd increases their visibility. So, a cluster of male gnats will hover in some sort of noticeable place, like a shaft of sunlight, usually around sunset.
The hovering crowd of male gnats is what's called a lek, or a gathering for courtship. The lek doesn't increase any individual's chance to pass on his genes.
Pity.
But it helps ensure that at least someone's genes get passed on. But, Benny, while swarming in clouds helps the whole gnat species survive, the odds don't look good for the average single male gnat.
That's right. A gnat has to spend a lot of energy hovering. What's more, the swarm not only makes the gnat more visible to its potential mate, but also to any nearby predators.
Gulp.
Ooh. Benny, thanks. And thanks to the National Science Foundation.
Thank you.
We talk about everything on the Earth.
And in the sky.
On Kids, Earth and Sky.